A research paper by an internet security expert, Guillaume Lovet, went undercover to find out how internet criminals succeed in stealing our financial identities and selling them on. One tactic was to infiltrate chat rooms used by people who take part in phishing. That's spelt with a PH rather than an F, where bank account details are stolen over the internet. In the first of a three-part look into online crime over the next few days, I asked Guillaume Lovet to explain how exactly phishing works.
Phishing emails are all those emails you receive in your mailbox that pretend to be from a bank. Those emails try to trick you into logging into your online banking account, but if you actually do that, you are sent not to the normal bank site, but to a rogue site that mimics the login page of the real bank site. So in the end, all the credentials that you're going to enter and type in that rogue site are going to be stolen and sent to the phisher or to the cyber criminal who's behind the whole scam. That's how online banking accounts are stolen.
And on average, how much is one phishing expedition worth to a cyber criminal?
Roughly, whenever phishers send 100,000 emails, they usually hook from 5 to 50 accounts. The percentage seems small, but the profits is huge. Criminals can recoup 400 times their operating costs.
And what is the process then for turning the phishing expedition into physical hard cash?
Usually most phishers actually don't do that. They leave it to the people who know how to do that. That is to say the real crime syndicates, the people who are used to do money laundering, who are used to transfer big amounts of money. To the eyes of phishers, it's very risky to move those big amounts of money. Most phishers prefer to just sell the stolen credentials to make quick and small profit and leave the rest to the people who know how to do that. I remember seeing a stolen account holding a balance of almost $200,000. It was sold for $400 only in a specialized chat room. There was kind of small auction.
Why so low?
It's just supply and demand. There are some people who are willing to buy stolen accounts, but not that many yet. I think there are more phishers than people who are buying stolen accounts. Okay, $400 might seem few for us Westerners, but say you are an 18-year-old man living in Ukraine or Georgia or whatever, that $400 is a lot. So if you can sell like 10 or 50 accounts per month, that makes a lot of money. Yeah, a lot of phishers, a lot of cyber criminals are Eastern Europe, Russia. The cocktail between highly technical and high academic level universities and a low level of life is an explosive cocktail.
So do you think we're going to see a proliferation of this kind of crime in 2007?
Yes. If we look at the figures, I mean, in 2005, I think it increased by 400% and keep increasing in 2006. It's going to keep increasing all along the way. When criminals realize that making money with phishing is a lot less risky than dealing with illegal drugs and that it can profit just as much, we might see in a wider extent what's going on right now.
And that was the internet expert, Guillaume Lovet.